Living costs are on the rise, perhaps you've noticed if you've been to the gas station. That puts federal retirees on track for a 1.9% cost of living adjustment in January. Well, don't make your reservation at the dog track just yet. That's only if lawmakers don't change the way inflation is measured. Congress and the White House both say the chain CPI would be a more accurate measure. But the chain CPI has lots of critics and foes. They say it's like switching your habits from eating steak for dinner to eating dog food. Maybe the gourmet dog food. Shefali Kapadia is Federal News Radio's web editor. She joins us now. Good morning, Shefali.
Good morning.
All right, so this 1.9% pay raise has gotten some pretty good commentary at federalnewsradio.com. Tell us what people are saying.
Well, just based on inflation from the past month, retirees are on track to have a 1.9% cost of living raise come next January. Now, depending on what happens throughout the rest of the year, that could either go up or down. But it's interesting because retirees are getting this 1.9% COLA, whereas feds are probably just going to get a 1% pay raise. So it's kind of an interesting contrast happening there.
And so Mike Causey wrote about this earlier. What exactly are people saying? I mean, did he hear from a lot of retirees or a lot of federal employees who are saying, hey, it looks better to be retired?
Yeah, there are people who are saying that it's better to be retired. We actually had one commenter who said on the article, and I'll just read you this comment. He says, "So glad I retired as soon as I was eligible. If a Fed has a marketable skill, they really should consider leaving the workforce and joining the private sector as soon as they can. Most people don't understand that there are jobs out there and your skills are valuable."
Yeah, so people figure, you know, take their chances by getting the heck out of Dodge, I suppose. But is that pretty much running the way – is that what, all the comments are running that way? I mean, pretty much saying, who needs this? We could do better in the private sector?
Yeah, a lot of people are having that sentiment that it's better off in the private sector. It's better to be retired. And a lot of them are also coming out and voicing that they're not a fan of this proposed idea of the chain CPI. And right now, that's not how it's calculated, but Congress and the White House have both expressed that they are supportive of possibly changing to that.
Yeah, the chain CPI is the one where the algorithms, I guess, that they use to figure out what the CPI is, assume that because prices are rising, people's habits will change, so you'll go for the chuck instead of the sirloin.
Will you go for the dog food as opposed to the steak?
Well, maybe not quite that extreme, but yes, that's the idea.
Hmm. Well, so obviously that's a difference between looking at the long term and what's good for the government's bottom line and people who are saying, well, I've got 20 years more to live and I want to be living that well.
On steak.
Preferably. You know, there are those who say that this is something, the chain CPI is something that needs to happen, might be painful medicine in the short term. But how much of a change would it actually be for people? In other words, is it medicine that they could conceivably swallow because it is better for the government down the line?
That's really a hot debated topic, and it really depends on how you measure it and who your audience is. So, for example, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Organization, they're one of the biggest opponents of switching to the chain CPI. And they've made calculations that retirees over a lifetime, their funds would be reduced by thousands of dollars. So, of course, they're very opposed to this idea.
Although we should point out, nobody's going to go down. It just won't go up as fast. So they're measuring the difference between some future date between what it would be under the chain CPI and what it would be under the way the calculation is going now. All right.
Well, I also want to ask you, there's something else going on federalnewsradio.com. Maybe it would be a stretch to say that the two issues are linked, but Tom just tried to link them. Tell us about the photos of the military dogs. What is that about exactly?
Right. So there was an event a few days back this week from the American Humane Society, and they're asking Congress to bring back military war dogs and bring them home. Because a lot of times what happens is service members who are overseas, they eventually end their term and they come back home. But the dogs, they don't always come with them and they're separated from their owners.
Do we know what happens to the dogs?
Well, a lot, they just stay and they keep doing their duties as war dogs.
But not with the service members that they've become familiar with.
Exactly.
So what exactly would they like to happen? To have those particular service members be able to adopt the dogs, or for the dogs to have their duties changed? And
right. They'd like for the dogs to come home and
desk
be reunited with their owners. And so this is what that event was about, is some of the dogs actually came back and they were reunited with their owners. And some of the owners told the stories about how it was just to see the dog again and to be with them. And they really formed this strong bond. I mean, I'm sure anybody who's a pet owner knows that there's that connection. And of course, when you're working with them in a war zone, that's going to be something really strong.
So what's the sentiment on where this event took place? Do members of Congress seem to want to let this happen so that people could take their dogs home?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that they want, and the American Humane Society is certainly pushing for it.
And is it something that is up to the Defense Department to change, or the individual militaries? Time will tell. All right. Shefali Kapadia is our morning web editor. And Shefali, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.